Have you ever experienced that disorienting moment upon waking when you momentarily forget who or where you are? This fleeting state of pure awareness, consciousness without identity, offers a rare glimpse into the fundamental nature of our existence. In these brief gaps of memory, we experience only our minimal self, the basic feeling of existence without autobiographical knowledge. These moments aren't mere curiosities, but doorways to understanding how consciousness, self-awareness, and time perception intertwine at the core of human experience. When Swedish poet Thomas Tranströmer described this phenomenon as a struggle in the hell of oblivion before his identity returned like an angel, he captured something profound about our relationship with time and self, a relationship that shapes every aspect of how we perceive reality. Time stretches and contracts depending on our emotional state, a phenomenon most dramatic in moments of danger. During life-threatening situations, people consistently report that time slowed down, allowing them to notice extraordinary details. Car crash survivors describe accidents unfolding in slow motion, while mountain climbers recall noticing individual snowflakes during near-fatal falls. This temporal distortion isn't just subjective impression. Laboratory studies confirm that emotionally charged stimuli, whether negative like crying babies or positive like erotic images, are judged to last longer than neutral ones. Objects moving toward us, potential threats, are perceived as lasting longer than static or receding objects. This likely evolved as a survival mechanism, giving our ancestors extra processing time when facing danger. Versailles, for one who has taken hashish, is not too large, or eternity too long. Walter Benjamin's 1928 observation demonstrates how psychoactive substances alter our perception of time and space. Different substances create distinctive temporal distortions that reveal consciousness's malleable nature. Cannabis expands time through heightened sensory intensity, while alcohol accelerates it by impairing memory formation. Stimulants like cocaine make time race as users lose track of hours. With powerful hallucinogens like LSD or psilocybin, time and space can completely dissolve. Thomas De Quincey described opium experiences where he felt he'd lived 70-100 years in one night, sometimes experiencing sensations spanning millennia. These substances temporarily restructure how consciousness organizes experience. In extraordinary states, deep meditation, rhythm-induced trance, near-death experiences, and certain drug states, felt time progressively slows until reaching complete standstill. Linear time transforms into timelessness as moments expand until future, present, and past merge into a unified, eternal present. This timelessness typically coincides with the dissolution of physical boundaries, creating profound experiences of oneness with the universe. As Meister Eckhart noted, "In eternity, there is no before and after. What God did 1,000 years ago, what He will do in 1,000 years' time, and what He is doing now are all one." Near-death experiences represent extreme alterations in time perception. Peter Nadas describes his heart attack in Own Death, where conventional chronology dissolved as his oxygen-deprived brain experienced timelessness reigning in the universe, a state where past and future became inseparable. Dutch cardiologist Pim van Lommel has documented hundreds of similar accounts from cardiac arrest patients, featuring peace, out-of-body sensations, tunnel experiences with light, and encounters with deceased relatives. The paradox is that these experiences occur during minimal or absent brain activity, challenging materialist views that consciousness requires functioning neural processes. The case of Pam Reynolds exemplifies this mystery. During a procedure requiring complete blood drainage from her brain, she later reported verified observations of the operation despite having no measurable brain activity. Such cases raise profound questions about whether awareness could exist independently of brain function, or if the brain has unknown mechanisms for generating consciousness during apparent shutdown. Our experience of the present moment consists of three nested levels of temporal awareness. Mental presence spans seconds to minutes, encompassing our narrative self and working memory. The experienced moment lasts approximately 300 milliseconds to 3 seconds, the psychological present, where perception functions optimally. The functional moment, 30 to 300 milliseconds, marks the lower limit for conscious perception, where closely occurring events blur together. These temporal structures appear consistently across domains, metronome beats forming rhythms, alternations in bistable images like the Necker cube, and patterns in social interactions. Similar patterns emerge in music, poetry, and dance across cultures, suggesting this temporal window may be a universal feature of human experience. This 3-second window shapes everything from aesthetic appreciation to social interaction, corresponding to the length of a handshake, musical phrases, and poetic rhythms across diverse cultures. Our experience of time isn't arbitrary, but grounded in fundamental cognitive processes that organize consciousness into meaningful units. Time isn't something we merely perceive, it's something we feel in our bodies. The relationship between physical sensations, emotions, and time perception reveals that our sense of time emerges from bodily processes. Contemporary neuroscience embraces embodiment, the understanding that our mind isn't separate from our body, but thoroughly body-bound. We think, feel, and act with our bodies, with all experience embedded in our physical being. Brain researcher A.D. Budd's work shows temporal experience depends on body signals. The insular cortex processes bodily information to create what he calls a global emotional moment, our sense of how I feel now. Research reveals increased insular cortex activity during time estimation tasks, suggesting time is coded through accumulating body signals. This relationship becomes evident in altered states. People with depression report time passing excruciatingly slowly, while during flow states, time seems to disappear as self-awareness recedes. Unlike other senses with specific organs, time perception has no dedicated receptor. Subjective time exists as a physically and emotionally felt wholeness of our entire self moving through time. Our emotional and physical states don't just color our experience of time, they create it, revealing the unity of mind, body, and temporal awareness. Timeless experiences occur in ordinary people through intense concentration, moments of clarity in nature, or deep connections with others. These suggest linear time may be just one way our brains organize reality. The dissolution of self-world boundaries creates peace by suspending the cognitive structures maintaining our separate identity. As Kant noted, time and space depend on self-consciousness. Without it, time ceases to exist. Heightened attention transforms our experience of time. Through mindfulness, we develop attention self-regulation by anchoring ourselves in immediate bodily sensations, particularly breathing. This embodied awareness helps us exit automatic pilot and fully inhabit each moment. Research shows meditation improves various attention components even after brief practice, including sustained attention, focus, and working memory. Experienced meditators demonstrated superior perceptual control, maintaining one perspective of ambiguous images like the Necker cube for almost 8 seconds, compared to non-meditators' 6.2 seconds. For regular practitioners, life feels longer and fuller. Meditators perceive past time periods as having lasted longer than non-meditators, reporting less time pressure and a slower subjective passage of time. The rushed feeling of modern life stems from how we relate to experience, not inevitability. Through mindful awareness, we might reclaim time not by managing it more efficiently, but by experiencing it more fully.